Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. Olivia Birch here today to share a song with you all. This song is not plant-focused, but struck me as something to share. Published in 1993, it is quite topical 20 years later. In some ways, not much has changed. I bring this up because it touches on a driving factor behind my interest and enthusiasm for plant medicine: empowerment. This song is called La Femme Fetale by Digable Planets. The next bit I'll share are my opinions, but they're based on research and learning over the years. If you have any interest in where these opinions come from, please contact me at orp1015@gmail.com and I will be happy to share more. The healthcare system in the United States is profit-driven and reactionary. It, along with other systems in this country, does not often truly empower or support those in need. Instead, it preys on the reality that many of us are overworked and undereducated, with the goal of keeping the poor poor. We aren't guaranteed access to quality healthcare, and even with access to healthcare, we often receive symptomatic approaches to our ailments with prescription pills and plastic containers as a solution. What many folks lack too is access to quality nourishment and food as the first medicine. Our current healthcare system is proven to put vulnerable populations more at risk through systemic discrimination of many kinds, because it seeks profit for corporations, and it has been based on that motive for about 100 years now. Food is the first medicine. Plants are food, and we can grow them in our own yards. Many of us in the area get this and have abundant access to fresh veggies and fruit, quality meat, dairy, and bread from farmers and producers close by. In the city, where resources and space are harder to come by, this is not as easy to do. So quality food and therefore medicine are harder to come by as well. And in cities, there is often a higher cost of living, making it doubly hard to spare time to garden, even though it might be doubly useful to do so. Other plants are medicinal too, and they have so much more to offer us than most of us realize. We don't hear about it or learn about it in school. We also don't learn that plant medicine and different types of medical practitioners were outlawed to create space for gentlemen doctors and to prevent indigenous North Americans and other marginalized populations, like immigrants and slaves or descendants thereof, from continuing to practice as well as benefit from their medical traditions. The people who need this information and affirmation most often don't have access to it. To make a long story short, plants are for the people, and people have to be for the plants so we can all have better lives here on Earth. But what does a song about an unpredicted child have to do with plants and their medicine? Plants and their medicine empower us because they give us agency over our own health, mental and physical. This generates a relationship between our bodies and the soil, and therefore the healing that Mother Earth has to offer us. If we heal and are educated and empowered, however, we are less likely to remain in an impoverished position. And we are less likely to continue fueling the systems that oppress us. Right now, the Supreme Court threatens human rights in a huge way by striking down the landmark case Roe v. Wade. This song talks about how human rights are bigger than just one body or someone's religious views. Looking at the current state of our world, there are so many reasons to support women's rights as human rights. So many reasons to give credence to the harm that has come to the divine feminine and Mother Earth through the success of capitalism and the patriarchy. As an act of personal empowerment, plant as many plants as possible. Thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoy the song, and tune in next time for more Plants for the People and People for the Plants.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabbie home, thinking of fine nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn, sliding in a tape of Bird on Verb when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said, slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be, I thought, a juice I bought, and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know slapping fives, I arrived and
press G5. And there was Nikki, looking some kind of sad with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down and dug my frown and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend Sid, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting missions should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I. An insect till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around. Confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block, dreadlocks. What a shock. Land of the free, but not me. 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 Not me.
Hey, what's happening? Sex causing fun, 93 million miles away from the sun. New grooves, show and prove. It's the move, it's the move. Funky songs, but let me not prolong. So check it out.